The group's first application for a recall petition was rejected by the city for providing no supporting evidence or specifics about the reason for recalling Hofstad. Application sponsors Friday turned in more than a page of details about their allegations. Topping the list is a claim that Hofstad's gender discrimination and hostile work environment complaint this summer against Mayor Al Dwyer unnecessarily cost taxpayers $20,000. Hofstad has maintained she did not want to incur the cost of having lawyers investigate that charge. However, recall sponsor John Haverlick says the mayor was obligated to involve attorneys with Hofstad's complaint.
As you know, when someone in a government position files a sexual discrimination complaint, it has to go to it has to be carried on through. Otherwise, the city's liable. So as soon as she brought that up, it had to go through an attorney and be pursued and found if it's was true or untrue. And so once, you know, Melinda knows this, once you file a sexual discrimination complaint, it's that's a legal complaint and you have to follow a legal process.
Recall supporters claim that Hofstad also unsuccessfully tried to get the council to buy out the contract of the city's assessor for $40,000. After securing lowered property assessments for her and several family members. In addition, the complaint alleges that Hofstad has made slanderous and unfounded comments against current city manager Rich Underkoffler and past city manager Bruce Jones. The complaint says Hofstad has circulated rumors about Jones taking vacations paid for by companies that do contract work for the city. It also says Hofstad has accused Mayor Al Dwyer and City Manager Rich Underkoffler of coming to meetings drunk. It also claims that Hofstad has ordered city workers to undertake tasks that only a supervisor can order, and then accused employees of not doing their jobs. The application charges Hofstad with micromanaging city staff, resulting in union grievances and a poor relationship between the council and city department heads. Haverlick says Hofstad's conduct as a councillor has placed the city in a financially liable situation.
You know, you listen to the council meetings, there, she's very confrontive and negative. And, you know, and then after the council meetings and before the council meetings through town, she keeps saying these things about people and employees and, you know, past and present. So it's just a very negative way to do business, any type of business. And, you know, until she quits doing things like this, then we have to pursue it.
Hofstad is out of town this week and did not return a message left on her cell phone Monday. However, in prior interviews, she has maintained she's done nothing to warrant removing her from office.
Well, I think they'd have a very hard time meeting the standard of state law because I haven't done anything to break the law. I'm not incompetent, and I haven't been derelict in my duties, so I think they'd have a very hard time proving that. Obviously, by things they've said in the news media, they don't like me, and that's certainly their right. And in the next election, should I choose to run again, they probably won't vote for me, and that's their right.
City staff have forwarded their latest recall application to the city attorney for his review. He'll give another opinion on the adequacy of this application, and based on that, the city will decide whether to issue a petition to recall supporters, perhaps as soon as sometime later this week. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.